Good afternoon. You are listening to Food for Thought on Siren 107.3 FM. I'm Charlotte Reed, and this is the show about everything to do with food here in Lincoln. Coming up on today's programme, I speak to Katie Scott from Cocoa Cupcake, a local homemade cake business, and she told me some of the reasons why she loves her job.
It's a brilliant job. I get to pick and choose my hours, work from home, I'm my own boss, and I've always got a cake in my house, which is quite nice.
And the Bookstop Cafe on Steep Hill opened on Saturday. So to find out more, I stopped by the cafe and bookshop to chat to the owner and local author, Geoff Gainey. And he's more than happy about the beautiful location that they have for their cafe.
Steep Hill is the perfect place, I think, because if you look out that door now, you can see all the way to the South Common. The view is lovely, tremendous. And the buzz about the uphill Castle Square, Belgate area, when the weather is like this, it's just gorgeous.
Siren 107.3 FM. Cocoa Cupcake is a local cake and decorating business based here in Lincoln. It's run by Katie Scott, and she makes cupcakes, biscuits and cakes for special occasions. For Katie, making and decorating cakes has been a long-term hobby, and this is how she ended up with her job.
I've always baked. A lot of my childhood memories are with my mum baking in the kitchen. I've always particularly enjoyed it. I got a bit sidetracked with university, and I did a professional qualification as well. But when I started baking my children's birthday cakes, I remembered how much I enjoyed it, and particularly the decorating side. So I began volunteering cakes for friends and family, and it grew from there, and I've sort of been selling cakes for 2-3 years now.
How do you kind of approach making some of the bigger cakes then that you would for events?
Well, we start basically doing a lot of research, researching with the client to find out exactly what they want, making sure that the cake I've got in my head is the same as the cake that they've got in their head. I've got a huge bank of photos and pictures which I use for ideas and inspiration. So once I know the theme of a cake, I do a lot of research to find out sort of the design. To make sure I've got all the supplies that I need, all the tools and equipment. I've spent a fortune on it in the past. Have to clean the kitchen. That's another quite a task sometimes. Always have to start with a clean kitchen. We bake the cake. And it's quite a lengthy process. A larger cake can take at least a week to get done because you have to leave it in between baking. Then we buttercream it or use a ganache to coat it. And then the next stage is to actually ice it. And then after that, it's decorating it. And sometimes the decorating takes a long time, especially if there's lots of detailed models and things like that. And finally, we have to make sure it's structurally sound because the cakes always have to be transported, which is quite a nervous time. So they have to be structurally sound to survive a car journey.
You haven't had any horrible disasters where?
Not yet. I've not dropped one yet. I've not had any accidents in the car yet. I'm sure it'll happen one day, but I always take an emergency kit with me in the car just in case something does come off. I can reattach or play around with it. But thankfully, not yet.
So how many cakes and some of the sort of cupcakes and stuff will you do for 1 week, say?
Every week varies. Some weeks quite quiet and I just do a couple of cakes. Some weeks I've had a couple of wedding orders and 200-300 cupcakes to do, so it does go up and down. Obviously summer's quite busy with weddings particularly, but sort of Christmas can be very busy as well with Christmas cakes. It does come and go, so it does fit. You sort of fit your life around it, really.
And so what's it kind of like as a job then? Because most people, I think, would sort of bake as a relaxing kind of thing, but you've made it your job.
Yeah, it is relaxing and it's a brilliant job. I get to pick and choose my hours, work from home, I'm my own boss. And I've always got a cake in my house, which is quite nice. But there are bad sides too. I've done a lot of late-nighters because everything has to be fresh, so a lot of work on a cake is last minute, so there are a lot of late nights. you'll get clients contacting you at all hours of the day, and being a home business, you have to dedicate a lot of time to answering queries. And one of the trickiest aspects is people's perception that you can knock a cake out in half an hour for £10, say, because they can get a cake from the supermarket for the same price. So a lot of the time you're fighting people's perception that you should charge a similar price to the supermarket, but it's not really comparing like for like, but it's a battle sometimes.
So what are the most important things that are for you when you're making a cake then, and what kind of ingredients do you think it's important for you to be using when you're making your cakes?
Obviously everything has to be fresh. I have to source my ingredients from reputable firms so that I can trace where they've all come from. When I started, I had to do a few safety and hygiene courses, so that you pick up tips from there of how to store food and ingredients. But I try and buy local ingredients as well. Being in Lincolnshire, that's quite possible because we're quite a farming society. But yeah, quality ingredients, because if you're using rubbish icing, it'll show in your cake.
That was Katie Scott from Cocoa Cupcake. And there will be more from my chat with Katie coming up later in the show. Although cake and a nice cup of tea can be enjoyed by themselves, the Bookstop Cafe is encouraging people to also enjoy a good book with their tea break. It's been opened by Geoff Gainey and his family. He's a local author who wants the cafe to help support other local authors. It only opened at the bank holiday weekend, but has already seen a great number of customers and a great deal of interest thanks to their Twitter account. So I went up Steep Hill to find out a bit more about the place and asked Geoff to explain what they do at the Bookstop Cafe.
We hopefully provide a nice, relaxing environment for people to drink tea, coffee, but read and relax at the same time. And again, hope promote the local and independent authors who struggle in this environment of the big boys to get their work out there. And that's my aim, is to help them get their work out there.
And you're supporting a lot of local things. You have local food as well as local authors here, don't you?
Oh, yes, yeah. Local cakes, all handmade, homemade, beautiful. And the same with the supply of just Piper's Crisp or something like that. Anything local, really. I mean, local artists have asked to display their work here. If I've got the wall space, then I would do it. But because it's a Grade 1 listed building, I'm limited to where and how I put things up. But I'm open. I'm putting leaflets out for people to help spread Lincoln, because I love Lincoln. I've lived here for 30 years, and it's a place that wants to be sold.
And why is it so important to sort of support and promote local goods here?
With the present economic climate as well, we all need help. We all need to support each other, and by supporting each other, you can help give longevity to that business, you know, and help spread their word. You know, I believe in helping each other. That's my motto.
And how did you end up opening up the Bookstop Cafe?
A friend of mine, basically, sort of mentioned the place to me. Said, have you got any ideas? What would you like to do with it? And so I spoke to my sister, and we said, you know, we've always wanted to open a tea shop with books attached. There's nothing better, because we're addicted to both. And so we just said, right, let's get on with it. Let's do it. We're quite on the spur of the moment sort of people. We haven't planned this for years and years and years. It's been on our head, but we haven't planned it. But this venue became available, and Becky and I both said, yeah, time we did it.
And you've actually only been open since Saturday. So how did your opening go?
Very well. It was excellent. We had about 10 authors here. And we sold as many books that morning. But also the interest. We had lots of local interest. Twitter and Facebook have been amazing how it spreads the word. We were full in here. We had a jazz band. They're called Jazz Beats. Two friends of mine, local. And they were wonderful. You could see the crowd walking past, drawn in. You know, because there was a nice buzz atmosphere here, and hopefully people will feel that when they come in here.
And I suppose that's something that you can cultivate really well here on Steep Hill, isn't it?
Steep Hill is the perfect place, I think, because if you look out that door now, you can see all the way to the South Common. The view is lovely, tremendous. And the buzz about the uphill Castle Square, Belgate area, when the weather is like this, it's just gorgeous.
You did have the sort of perfect weather for an opening weekend.
We did. Weren't we very lucky? But even if it's raining, the atmosphere in here will be delightful.
I know you've only just opened, but you obviously have lots of plans and ideas for what you could do here. So what kind of things would you kind of think of be doing here in the future?
Well, we want to encourage children to read and anybody to read by having these themed events where you have ghost story evenings, Christmas story evenings, something at Easter, you know. But also on a regular basis, we want to do a story time for children where they can come, the mums and dads can have a cup of tea. Well, we'll have a nice little story corner and read stories or perform the stories to them, because that we do that as well. There's many stories that I have in my head that I perform rather than read them, because children then have different ways of taking in those words. Some people are visual, some people do action, you know, and that's how we want to do it, how we want to promote it to the children, really excite them and inspire them to go home and think, I might try writing my own story, or I might want to read. You know, both angles, writing and reading, is good for you.
That was Geoff Gainey from the Bookstop Cafe, and if you'd like to drop by, then they are on Steep Hill, just under the Imperial Teas of Lincoln Shop, and they are open 10 till 4. Earlier in the show was the first half of my chat with Katie Scott, who is a cake designer and runs Cocoa Cupcake. She's been interested in baking and decorating cakes since her childhood, and making cakes for her children's birthday reminded her of how much she loved doing it, which is how Cocoa Cupcake started. In the second half of our chat, Katie told me about some of the most ambitious cakes that she's been asked to make.
Tricky cakes tend to be the ones that defy gravity, if something's top heavy, because you've always got to think about transporting it and getting it to a venue. This week's cake is actually quite a tricky one. We're producing a Star Trek Enterprise ship, so it's been quite challenging to get the sort of back parts of the ship to stand upright, and I'm still debating how I'm going to transport this one, so that's going to be quite a tricky one.
Do you end up learning about all sorts of weird television shows or things that people like just because they request it as a cake?
Yeah, so I mean, everyone's so different with what they request. It's brilliant because everyone's got different ideas of what they'd like, and yeah, I do have to spend a lot of time researching because sometimes there'll be a children's programme I've never heard of, or a car I'm not too sure on, you know, the details. So you do end up researching sort of things that you would never expect to for caking. I've made such a variety of cakes, from pretty wedding cakes to music guitars, and I've even made a fish before. So the variety is actually great and keeps it fun.
You said earlier that you liked baking for your kids' birthdays and things like that. Has doing other people's birthday cakes changed how you approach your kids' birthday cakes, or do they want kind of like the same ambitious kind of style that you might do for someone else who, say, wants a Star Trek Enterprise?
Sometimes I don't have time to do my own children's cakes as fancy as I'd like, because I've got other orders on, but my daughter my eldest is 7 years old, and she's got a list of cakes that she'd like for her birthday. Every time she sees something, she's like, oh, Mummy, I want that for my birthday cake next year, and particularly the wedding cakes, which aren't really suitable for a seven-year-old's birthday party, but she's got grander ideas, I think, than she probably should do.
And have you seen that people have started getting more interested in having really pretty cakes and using kind of cakes more as gifts since programmes like the Great British Bake Off and more baking shows like that?
Yes, it's definitely had a surge of interest in the last couple of years. There's been sort of magazines to help people sort of get into the learning. And I think it does, obviously helps the industry somewhat, sort of having interest in people actually realising you can get cakes made of all sorts of ideas.
And so what's one of your most requested cakes then?
Handbag cakes are very popular. For either Mother's Day or for a best friend, they're very popular. Cars are very popular for men. and I love doing sort of teddies and things like that for children. Again, it's such a variety. There's no one cake that would, I would say, tops everything, but sort of gender-wise, you do get your favourites, like your handbags and your cars.
And do you have any future plans for Cocoa Cupcakes?
I'm quite happy, to be honest, where we are at the moment. My work fits in very well with my children. They're quite young. When the children are a bit older, I would like to start doing classes, teaching. But so for now, I'm quite happy with life as we are. Obviously, the main aim is to get the name out, which is quite hard for a home business, but social media is brilliant. To grow the name and keep on creating.
That does seem that businesses in Lincoln have found that social media is really helpful, actually, for no matter what kind of size company you are. There's such a sort of Twitter community here in Lincoln.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, for one, it's free. Advertising is very expensive in sort of your publications, and wedding fairs are very expensive for me to attend. So using Facebook and Twitter is brilliant. Obviously, you have to put some consideration into what you're saying because it's out there for all to see. But it's brilliant. I mean, I've got a cake group which I chat with on Facebook, and it's like a little support unit, really. We're all fellow bakers all around the UK. There's about 200 of us, and working from home, it can be quite lonely sometimes, so it's nice to have people to chat to who are interested in the same subject that you are. So it's helpful in two ways, sort of obviously with advertising and also as a support network.
That's brilliant. And I suppose because there's so many people now who are kind of interested in cake making and things like that, then there must be plenty of people to chat to.
Yes, it's lovely. Some of them are quite good friends now, and it's surprising. It's something I didn't really consider before. But we've met up at cake shows and things like that. It's nice.
That was Katie Scott from Cocoa Cupcake. And I think it's interesting that both Katie and the Bookstop Cafe spoke about the importance of social media for them, sort of getting their message out there using things like Twitter. And if I'm honest, it's actually where I found out both about Cocoa Cupcake and the Bookstop Cafe. So I use it as well to find out about foodie things happening here in Lincoln. If you'd like to listen to that interview again or find out anything else from this week's show, then just head over to sirenonline.co.uk and there you'll be able to find previous episodes of Food for Thought, as well as more information about the people that I have on the show.
This is Siren FM.